Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you each week songs I love and occasionally put in something odd, a story, a reading, maybe a little philosophical musing, and I call those things wombats. And tonight, I don't have any true wombats, but a couple are close. I'm going to start off with Wild Mountain Skies by John Denver. I like this a lot for many reasons, but one of them is the whole theme is a mother dedicating her child, sort of saying, "Oh, Earth, take care of this child." In this case, it's a boy, and it's Montana she focuses on. And she asks him to have a brother in the wild wind, and that the Montana take care of him, give him a good wife and a good family and a good life. And you'll see how it works out. So this is Wild Montana Skies by John Denver.
He was born in the Bitterroot Valley in the early morning rain. Wild geese over the water, heading north and home again, bringing a warm wind from the south, bringing the first taste of the spring. His mother took him to her breast, softly she did sing. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. His mother died that summer and he never learned to cry. He never knew his father and he never did ask why. And he never knew the answers that would make an easy way. But he learned to know the wilderness and to be a man that way. His mother's brother took him into his family and his home. Gave him a hand that he could lean on and the strength to call his own. And he learned to be a farmer, and he learned to love the land. And he learned to read the seasons, and he learned to make a stand. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. On the eve of his 21st birthday, he set out on his own. He was 30 years in running when he found his way back home. Riding a storm across the mountains and an aching in his heart. Said he came to turn the pages and to make a brand new start. Now he never told the story the time that he was gone. Some say he was a lawyer, some say he was a John. There was something in the city that he said he couldn't breathe. There was something in the country that he said he couldn't leave. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana sky. Now some say he was crazy, some are glad he's gone. Some of us will miss him, we'll try to carry on. Giving a voice to the forest, giving a voice to the dawn. Giving a voice to the wilderness in the land that he lived on. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild Montana skies. Oh, Montana, give this child a home. Give him a love of a good family and a woman of his own. Give him a fire in his heart, give him a light in his eyes. Give him the wild wind for a brother and the wild
That was Wild Montana Skies by John Denver. Next up is California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas. It's December here in Virginia, and it's cold and wet and mean. We've had a number of days down well below freezing. We've had snow, a lot of dreary days. And the story was that one of the Mamas and the Papas, one of the group, they were in New York City recording. That was the music center in those days. And she got in a phone conversation with a friend in California saying, "You ought to be out here. The weather's great." And in New York, it wasn't great. And while walking down one of the main streets in New York in this cold, dreary weather like we're having here, she came up with this song, California Dreaming. It's since been quite a classic, recorded by many. This is the Mamas and the Papas singing California Dreaming. California Dreaming by the Mamas and the Papas. And I must say, some days I have California dreams. Well, the next song up is Door Country by the band Notorious. And they're the dickens of a group to find because Notorious Big kind of dominates all the search engines. But I did find the song. Oddly enough, the first recording I got had only the banjo, and a really strange thing to hear. So I'm going to play you just a little bit of that. Then I'll play the full recording of Notorious. It's a country music band, lots of banjo, fiddle. I think there's a cello in here somewhere, but I don't hear it so much on this song. Anyway, here's the banjo, just the banjo from Door Country. I'll only give you a few seconds of it, because it really is kind of upsetting. So, you can see, not exactly exciting. Now I'll bring you into the full-blown version of Door Country by Notorious. Oh, by the way, this is from an album they put out called Road to Damascus. And it's based on a song called Road to Damascus, and they came up with the idea for this song while driving from Abingdon to Damascus. So it's our Damascus they're referring to. So this is Notorious, a country music group playing Door Country.
Thank you.
Next up is Trying to Love Two Women by the Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys are going to be performing in Bristol January 23rd and 24th at the Paramount Theater on State Street in Bristol. So you can go see them. They're one of my favorite groups. I play their songs quite a bit on the show. And I always love one thing. They have a deep bass. I'm a deep bass, but this guy is about an octave below me or something. And he just fills in the harmony so nice. This particular song, Trying to Love Two Women, it's a story for any man and probably any woman, too, that if you're going to have to make a choice, make it soon. Because if you don't make a choice when you're seeing two different people, it gets pretty rocky. And the song catches that with a bit of glee, I might add. They let you know that this is quite an experience.
Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind and it tires your mind.
Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart. Trying to hold two women is tearing me apart.
It's a long old grind, and it tires your mind. When you try to please two women, you can't please yourself. When you try to please two women, you can't please yourself. Best it's only half good, a man can't stock two shelves. It's a long old grind.
It's like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Sometimes the pleasure ain't worth the strain. It's a long old grind and it tires your mind.
Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain. Trying to love two women is like a ball and chain.
Trying to Love Two Women by the Oak Ridge Boys. And you could hear that bass guy right on the last note in the song he was in. The rest of the time I couldn't hear him clearly, but he was making the harmony work. Well, next up is Willie Nelson. Willie is probably my favorite country singer. And this song is called Nothing I Can Do About It Now. And what he says is, I've done a lot of things I regret and a lot of things that I did well at. But in any case, there's nothing I can do about it now. Well, it's a great song, and there's some truth to that, but not entirely. If you have anything hanging on you that hasn't resolved yet, even though it's long past, you can still work on it and make progress. So it isn't true that there's nothing you can do about it now. You can't change what happened, but you can change what it's doing to you sometimes. So this is Willie Nelson. Nothing I can do about it now.
I've got a long list of real good reasons for all the things I've done. I've got a picture in the back of my mind of what I've lost and what I've won. I've survived every situation, knowing when to freeze and when to run. And regret is just a memory written on my brow, and there's nothing I can do about it now. I've got a wild and a restless spirit. I held my price through every deal. I've seen the fire of a woman scorned turn her heart of gold to steel. I've got the song of the voice inside me set to the rhythm of the wheel. And I've been dreaming like a child since the cradle broke the bow. And there's nothing I can do about it now. Running through the changes, going through the stages, coming round the corners in my life. Leaving doubt to fate, staying out too late, waiting for the moon to say goodnight. And I could cry for the time I've wasted, but that's a waste of time and tears. And I know just what I'd change if I went back in time somehow. But there's nothing I can do about it now. I'd change if I went back in time somehow, but there's nothing I can do about it now. I'm forgiving everything that forgiveness will allow, and there's nothing I can do about it now.
Nothing I Can Do About It Now by Willie Nelson. Well, next up is They Call the Wind Mariah. This is by the Kingston Trio. The song was originally in a Broadway musical, Paint Your Wagon, 1951. And when the folk revival, as they call it, came up, the Kingston Trio picked it up. It was on their first album, From the Hungry Eye. And it's got a haunting feel to it. And Wanderlust is in there somewhere. Anyway, it's in a minor key, and I think that lends a lot to what's going on. It was one of my favorite songs at the time. They Call the Wind Mariah.
Way out here they have a name for rain and wind and fire. Rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around, sets the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountain sound like folks was out there dying. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah. Was always I left my gal, I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, so galled and lost, not even God can find me. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah.
Out here they have a name for rain, wind and fire only. When you're lost and all alone, there ain't no name for lonely. I'm a lost and lonely man without a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me. I need my gal beside me.
They call the wind Mariah by the Kingston Trio. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. We're coming to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College, and it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally go off on some little rant about whatever's interesting me those days. And I wanted to talk tonight a little bit about the rich arrangements that some songs have versus the simple ones. And it's easy to get into praising one or the other and then realizing that you need both. It's the contrast. It's the diversity that makes it work. If everything was just totally over-arranged or well-arranged, you'd get tired of it. Same with simplicity. But say Joan Baez singing in her simple arrangements and then something like John Denver's Wild Montana Skies, two completely different things, and yet one makes the other work. So that's how I see it. Moving on, the next song is Night Fever. This was from Saturday Night Fever, John Travolta's big breakout movie. He'd been in a few movies, but this made him a star, and he's been a star ever since. And he's in movies now, and he really has a lot of gravitas. In this movie, I think he was about 20, and he just stole the thing. He was wonderful. He was a dancer, and he was big and handsome and not too bright. But anyway, a great, great movie. I just watched it again recently. And this particular song starts the movie off. John Travolta is strutting down the street on his way to work and just popping along to this music. And every time I hear this song, I think of him, and I can just see him going. So this is Night Fever by the Bee Gees.
We'll be right back.
That was Night Fever by the Bee Gees. Well, now we're working on to something a little different. This is Send in the Clowns by Judy Collins. And I find this a really interesting song. Apparently, what's happened is the protagonist in the song has finally found the love of their life, but it's too late. And so she's commenting about it. However, I also looked up the song, and the author, Stephen Sondheim, who wrote the words, he said, somebody asked him, what's with this clowns bit? What are the clowns about? He said, oh, he said, that's shop talk. It's from vaudeville and variety shows. If a particular act was failing, you know, the comedian wasn't getting any laughs or whatever was happening, and the solution was send in the clowns. It's send in the clowns means when everything else isn't working, send in the clowns. And that's what this song is about. So let me read you a couple of verses. I just find this fascinating. She says, the singer says, don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Just when I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one I wanted was yours, making my interest again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. And the last verse, this is just great. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career? I find this haunting and deep, and it rings my bells. So, maybe it'll ring some of yours. This is Send in the Clowns by Judy Collins.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Where are the clowns? Isn't it don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Just when I'd start opening, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. But where are the clouds? There ought to be clouds.
Send in the Clowns by Judy Collins. I hope you're ready for a change of pace, because one's coming on. This is the Dummy Song by Louis Armstrong. It was in the soundtrack of You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Great movie. Interestingly enough, this was 1998 they made this movie. They made a very similar movie, Sleepless in Seattle, 1993. Had just the same kind of feel. But the last song, Send in the Clowns, was one way of reacting to a relationship not working out. But here's another one. Louis Armstrong gives voice to the other way to deal with a breakup. So this is the Dummy Song, sung by Louis Armstrong.
I'll take the legs from some old table. I'll take the arms from some old chair. I'll take the neck from some old bottle. And from a horse I'll take the head. I'll take the hands and face from off the clock. And baby, when I'm through, I'll get more loving from the dumb dummy than I ever got from you. Some legs, get me a chair, and a bottle too. Give me a horse, give me some time, and baby, when I'm through, I'll take the legs from some old table, I'll take the arm from some old chair, I'll take the neck from some old bottle, and from a horse, I'll take the hair. I'll take the hands and the face from off the clock. And baby, when I'm through, I'll get more loving from that dumb dummy than I ever got from you. I get more loving from that dumb dummy than I ever got from you. Yeah, mama, I get more loving from a dummy than I get from you.
Louis Armstrong, the Dummy Song. Next up is Splish Splash by Bobby Darin. Splish Splash is a 1958 novelty rock song performed and co-written by Bobby Darin. It was written with DJ Murray the K, Murray Kaufman, who bet that Darin could not write a song that began with the words, "Splish Splash, I was taking a bath." It was Darin's first hit, and the song helped to give him a major boost in his career. So here we go with Splish Splash by Bobby Darin.
Splish Splash, I was taking a bath long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flip-flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had to dance in bug. There was Lollipop with a Peggy Sue. Good golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, reeling with the feel, moving and a groove. Splishing and a splashing, hey now! Yes, I was a splishing and a splashing. I was a rolling and a strolling. Yeah, I was a moving and a grooving. Woo! We was a reeling with the feeling. It was a rolling and a strolling.
That was Splish Splash by Bobby Darin. Well, the next song is quite different. This is Stuff That Works by Guy Clark. I just returned from Florida and Alabama. I was born in Tampa, and I have cousins all over the South down there. One of my cousins, Emery, just turned 70. I was down there for his 70th birthday in Mobile, Alabama. And growing up, Emery and I, his father had boats. And we'd go out fishing in the Gulf of Mexico from Tampa. And now Emery just bought a boat. He's going on a trip with his partner, his lady friend, and they are going to do the Great Loop. I never heard of the Great Loop, but what you do is you start off anywhere on the loop, but he's going to start in Mobile. They're going to take the boat from Mobile, go along the Gulf Coast over down below Tampa, cut through Florida, go up the Eastern Coastal Waterway, and all the way up to Washington, up to Maine, cut in through the Northeast through the Great Lakes, possibly go down the Mississippi River or go on a little further west and come down other rivers and lock. There's something called the Great Loop Association, and there are about 15,000 members. And each year, 300 or 400 boats make the Great Loop. You can start anywhere on it and go all the way around. It's 6,000 miles, 120 days, and they'll spread it out. They'll take a week or two on the boat, then go home for a while and back out again. My son Paul and I slept on the boat in Mobile, Dauphin Island, 10 miles south of Mobile. And I found Stuff That Works. I won't go into detail, but everything in there was just perfectly designed. And that design perfection reminds me of this song, Stuff That Works by Guy Clark. And this song is about things like that. It's called Stuff That Works by Guy Clark.
Blue shirt and it suits me just fine. I like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. I got an old guitar, won't ever stay in tune. I like the way it sounds in a dark and empty room. I got an old pair of boots and they fit just right. I can work all day and I can dance all night. I got an old used car and it runs just like a top. I get the feeling it ain't ever gonna stop. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. I got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. He can't tell if I'm a blessing or a curse, but he always shows up when the chips are down. That's the kind of stuff I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Crazy and paints like God. She's got a playground sense of justice, she won't take odds. I got a tattoo with her name right through my soul. I think everything she touches turns to gold. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall.
Stuff That Works by Guy Clark. The last song on the show is Hit the Road, Jack, and this goes with Sending the Clowns and the Dummy song of What Do You Do When a Breakup Occurs? How Do You React? It's by Casey Abrams and Haley Reinhart. Here we go with Hit the Road, Jack.
I hear you wanna say something to me.
You know what I'm gonna say.
I don't, why don't you tell me right now?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more.
Don't you treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Ooh. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Oh, baby, don't you make me leave.
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more.
on my feet someday.
I don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, well, I have to pack my things and go.
That's right, it's the road.
Hit the Road Jack by Casey Abrams and Haley Reinhart. You've been listening to Wombats in Music with your host, Harry Baya, and we come to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And now it's time to ask you to join me, as I do each week, in celebrating. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.